In 2017, the court case against the U.S. federal government is moving forward. Our presumed court date is going to be sometime in May. We are still not positive about a court date, but it will be confirmed in the next couple months as both sides of the defendants and the accusers are going to be turning in their findings with this lawsuit. So sometime in May, I believe that myself, along with some of the other youth plaintiffs, are going to be testifying in this hearing when we go to trial. Wow, I'm very excited. I'm very optimistic and I'm very hopeful. I do believe that these lawsuits have incredible potential to impact and create change in the world, but also I feel like it shows a statement to the rest of the planet of what young people can do, what young people can accomplish, what we have done. Our case is very strong. Every young person that is involved in this has their own story. Their stories are being used as evidence in the ways that they are being impacted by climate change. And as well as a lot of hardcore climate science that is being we're working with a climate scientist named James Hansen, who's doing all the climate science for us. So we have a very strong case. We're very passionate. Young people have a very important voice in this movement, and I'm very excited for where this lawsuit could take us. In February, I will be traveling to Australia for about 2.5 weeks. I'm going to be doing all kinds of different speaking engagements in different places across Australia and some of the bigger cities. A lot of this tour is going to be a bit of a tour. It's going to be focused around talking about the lawsuit, talking about the legal action we are taking in the U.S. and how it can be implemented in countries all across the planet, as well as telling my personal story as an activist. I'm going to be spending some time connecting with local Earth Guardian crews and communities, doing a lot of media interviews and opportunities there. I think this tour to Australia is really to try to get my name out to the Australian people and have that become more of more people in Australia know what the message that it is that I'm speaking of, about my organization, Earth Guardians, about the work that I do, really to hope to engage a lot of the Australian population in creating action towards climate solutions. Right now, our climate and our environment is worse than it's ever been. Because of the destruction of our natural resources, because of the depletion of our species, because of how much carbon dioxide we are emitting into the atmosphere, our planet is really in a bad place currently. And one thing that we can do about this in this new year, for all young people out there, is understand that our actions, our voices, and our lives impact the world. That you have the opportunity and the chance to have a positive impact on the world around you. Like, regardless of your age, whether you're 6 years old or 16 or 26, 56, the lifestyles that we live are contributing to the way that the planet is. Therefore, if we choose to live more sustainable lifestyles, then it can have a great impact in the world. And one way you can do that is just be aware of the impact that you have. So when you buy products, when you consume, when you eat food, think about how that's going to be impacting the world around you. Also understand that if you are passionate about something, whether it's an issue or creating a solution, whether it's, you know, hip hop or organic gardening, or, you know, you're passionate about protecting ocean life, you know, those are different things that can be used to then create change. There is so much potential to make a difference in this world, and all young people have a responsibility to be a part of it, because it's our future, it's our world that is going to be inherited. We are inheriting all these problems as well as the solutions, and the power to create the change to the biggest problems of our time is in our hands.